programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions On. Come on.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Koji. Sometimes time is described as a flat circle.
Don't get me excited.
Oh. It's what are we gonna watch? True Detective season one.
I mean, still good, but yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it one city. We can do that before next week. Let's do it.
Wait, 10 straight hours?
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
Maybe if we do like a telethon thing, a move-a-thon.
Yeah, that'll be one of them.
No, it's got it. We gotta watch like Crawl, Ice Pirates, like back to back as it was intended.
Intended, yes.
But up next, we're going to watch a movie where time is a triangle. We're going to watch the movie Triangle. Ryan or Rob, have either of you heard of this movie called Triangle?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Is it on your list of 14 times?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brian?
What are you
doing? They can't see
you. No one knows you're doing that yet.
I know. I was thinking about lying because I was going to skip down to the show notes and I was going to start
what was he going to do?
I don't know. I mean, now I feel like Loki, he's back.
Okay, yeah, I'm back.
You were thinking about what you were going to do.
yeah. My VPN reconnected. I apologize. We're trying something new today. But you can cut all that out. I was going to cheat in the show notes because E typed out some things that were in it. And I was going to start saying those things and pretend like I knew what triangle was. But there wasn't enough information as I was trying to do it to go past one name. So I was like, okay, the gig would be up pretty quick. So no, I've never heard of Triangle, never seen it, never done anything.
I have only seen about 30 minutes of Triangle. E gave it to me as a suggestion. Well, I was enjoying it so much. He wanted to think if I thought it would be show worthy. And I was like, oh yeah, I want to save myself and watch it for the show. I don't want to just watch it now. You know? Oh yeah. Also, do not watch the trailers. The trailers.
They're bad or they give away stuff?
They give away everything.
Oh.
And I'm kind of disappointed because I watched a trailer and I thankfully I'd watched some of this movie. So I knew I had figured out the game. I'd figured out the time travelness of it.
Oh,
and I'm annoyed that I don't know what people are thinking sometimes when they make a trailer.
Annoying.
Don't you? If they made something like a mystery or you want to figure it out. I'd want to see that movie and try and figure out the puzzle. You don't need to show me how the movie starts and ends.
Right.
You don't have to show Arnold Schwarzenegger as the good Terminator.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they.
Yeah.
Or John Connor as the evil Terminator in the Genesis trailer. Or not. They doubled down.
Did they show that? They did.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. They were like, look, he's a liquid robot now because everyone gives a shit about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys saw Genesis, right?
Yeah. Just recently, right. Honestly. I had not seen it before.
Rob, did you see Genesis with
it's possible.
Emily Clark as Sarah Connor, right? Mother of Dragons, right?
That's who it is.
That sounds right.
Or at least if I've at least watched part of that. I don't know. Maybe I watched the whole thing. I don't remember.
Yeah. You remember enough of it.
Yeah.
No one should ever remember Genesis. No one should ever remember Dark Fate. Have you guys gone back to watch Dark Fate?
I watched it originally.
We watched it together.
Oh, you want me to? No, I didn't watch it.
Back and watch it again.
No. Well, I saw bits of it here and there, but I don't think I've watched it all. Maybe we watched it again. I thought we watched it relatively close together.
Did we go to the same?
I don't think I went to the theaters for that. That's why I'm saying I don't think it was me, but maybe I did. I don't know. I must have saw it when it came out and it was still fresh in your mind. And because I said, minutes gets you. You think they got the sauce again. And then quickly after that,
gone bad. The sauce is bad. Yeah. Stop making the sauce. Stop making the sauce. Let it go. We got two good movies. Maybe three still okay.
Was the other one Genesis? That was the one with the A-10 Thunderbolts in it and stuff. They had the jets and there was time travel and he goes back.
Time travel, the Terminator movie.
You know what? Poor choice of trying to narrow down the plot.
Salvation. I think I've seen them all. Moon Bloodgood as a plane.
Yeah.
And she ejects and then she's banging Sam Worthington out in the desert.
Yeah, I've seen them all, I think, but just don't remember them very well, to be honest.
No, I mean, we're going to get to Salvation and Rise of the Machines eventually.
Yeah.
I just haven't decided what order I want to
So is Triangle a Terminator movie? I was just scared, like,
I was trying to think how are we going to get back? Let's see. It does take place on a boat.
Okay.
There's a storm, maybe caused by Skynet. I don't know. I haven't watched the whole movie. How crazy would it be if this was actually connected to Terminator in some way? Because it's not. It's a time travel movie. That's probably as close as we're going to get. And I don't even think it's the same kind of time travel as in Terminator. There's going to be no ball of light, no naked guy being like, give me your boots and your motorcycle, none of that.
Are you sure? 100%?
No, I'm not. Like I said, I haven't seen it all. I've seen enough to figure out what's going on. But you guys think this from the Vegas descriptions, this is a movie of time travel and stranded people on a boat finding a cruise ship.
Okay, I mean, sure, it holds up. I mean, yeah, I'm interested. I do like time travel movies, so, you know, like, why not?
Well, I mean, who doesn't love a time travel? What's the worst time travel movie you guys have watched?
The worst?
Yeah.
Masters of the Universe? I was just messing with you. Travel?
Is the key traveling in time?
Dimensions. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get you mad. I was trying to think of one you really liked it, from our back catalog.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That little worm has the key. All time travel movies. I know there's the one with Eric Bana I don't like, where he's always naked.
Eric Bana being naked. I don't.
The Time Traveler's Wife or something.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
There you go.
I've heard you bag on it before.
I haven't seen all of it. I didn't like it. It made me uncomfortable.
Is he always naked? He like fight somebody in a bathhouse or anything like
that?
No,
that would be awesome. If you listen to this podcast, you know I am pro
bathhouse
wrestling.
Yep.
Naked bathhouse. Like if you're in like a swimsuit or something, like what are you doing? Like,
I know.
Nude up, fight like gladiators. All right. Well, let's go watch Triangle. It's streaming on Peacock, Freevee. It's a bunch of free places. You're gonna find it. Just Google Triangle movie. I think if you Google Triangle, you'll just get pictures of triangles. So Triangle movie. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where time is a flat circle with three sides, one woman will be caught in a Mobius loop of madness. Starring Melissa George, Melissa George, and Melissa George. Try to survive. Try to escape. Triangle.